Dairyland Power Cooperative's leaders and local officials watched the remnants of the Genoa power plant in near silence as 400 pounds of explosives were detonated. The steel boiler house and 500-foot chimney stack tipped and crumbled in a cloud of dust. Work to demolish the site has been ongoing since the plant was decommissioned in 2021. Genoa's village president, Rick Phillips, says his community is sad to see the plant go, especially because it employed many residents.
It's a landmark. It's going to be missed.
It's the sixth coal plant Dairyland has shut down as part of a transition away from fossil fuels. CEO Brent Ridge says the cooperative plans to continue reducing carbon emissions, but it will need to use its two remaining coal plants for the foreseeable future. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.